boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Hey, welcome to another edition of the broadcast.
Holla, holla.
Back from vacation, at least I am.
Oh, I'm sorry, what is vacation? I've never heard of it.
Oh, shut up. You go on vacation, too. You were recently away.
I take like a three-day weekend once every 2 months.
Right.
Where did I go? Where was I recently?
Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Well, you need a vacation from vacation when you go to Vegas.
Well, I'm Vicky B. Over there that needs a vacation from vacation is Taryn Daly.
Yes.
We also have the lovely Sage with us today.
Yep.
And Kiana!
Hello! Woo.
How can people get a hold of us if they so choose?
If you like to call, it's I almost gave out my own phone number. I have a 425 number. This is not a 425 number. 253-271-9343. Or you can shoot us an email at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And don't forget to check out The Broadcast on Facebook and the Twitters. Mm-hmm. But we actually did get an email.
Oh, my God.
And we have a bunch of emails that we're going to talk about on our next episode. Because our next episode, we're going to have the very lovely Melissa. She hasn't been in for a while.
I know.
Because it's scheduling. We usually try to do this during the day and she has a grown-up job. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to do one on the weekend. As of right now, it is Monday. Yay. All right, but this one comes from Shelby Martinez. She says, finally started listening to the broadcast and have been binge listening for 3 days now, which she sent this message a little bit ago, but we were on vacation, so. Freaking amazeballs, ladies. But episode 27, you guys were talking about trends guys and girls hate. And the affliction tap-out shirts, the t-shirts, and the bedazzled jeans trend came up. And I have to tell you about my favorite game that my girlfriend and I made up about 6 years ago. Thanks to the beer garden at Aquafest in Lake Stevens, which Lake Stevens is my stomping ground. Class of 07, that is, you know, Aquafest is where, you know, hopes and dreams go to die. At least the beer garden, not the, yes. The rest of Aquafest is cute, but... It's a take on slug bug, but we call it Aflac. Every time you see a guy in a tap out affliction t-shirt or jeans with the rhinestones and the white stitching, you call Aflac. In the beer garden, you can play all night, but most anywhere else, you can find someone who fits the bill. You know, shake my head. Thanks for the great laughs. Keep them coming. I already can't wait for the next week's episode. Shelby from Lake Stevens. So thank you, Shelby, for listening and for, you know, binge listening. And that is actually a freaking awesome game. But do you punch them? Or is it like if you're in the beer garden, do you just take a drink?
Or do you just like yell out, Aflac,
Aflac, Aflac, Aflac. In Lake Stevens, you're going to see that a lot. Aflac, Aflac, Aflac. Yeah. And then if you're drinking, you're going to get effed up.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. That's funny.
What is another trend? I think in Seattle, because Lake Stevens, that fits the bill. But if you're in Seattle, what is it? Like if you see a beard?
Well, yeah. We have one up north for the rednecks like me. When we go to the races at Skagit Speedway, if you see someone in a safety sweatshirt...
Yeah.
So, but you get to give out drinks and slugs, like slug bug, you know? So if you see one, you pound the person and then they have to take a drink. But if you see a couple, so if it's like boyfriend, girlfriend walking together and they're both in safety sweatshirts, it's like
the
a double down.
That's a unicorn.
It's a magical thing when you see it.
But what happens if it's like the KISW safety hoodie?
Then you have to go kiss him on the mouth.
Yeah.
Really?
And you have to chug your drink.
But it's so awesome because that, like, up in Skagit County, you know, that's a prominent fashion statement.
Yeah, that's quite a... Well, in Seattle, it's hipster or homeless.
Oh,
the
game awesome.
Hipster or homeless.
Yeah.
If they have a nicer phone than I do, then they're probably a hipster.
I don't know, man.
I've seen some homeless people with some cell phones. Some nice cell phones.
I've driven off of I-5 before and gotten stopped at the light and looked over and the guy's like on an iPhone 6.
Yep, I've seen that too.
I'm wondering if some people just like, I've heard of this. I don't, like, I've never really talked to anybody who's done it where they're just, they're just homeless for the summer. They're like young adults. They're like, I don't really have anything going on. I don't want to work. I'm just going to go be homeless and just go on the adventure.
Couch
you know,
surfers.
Go meet people. And I'm
so
like,
we,
right.
when we like are hanging out on the weekends and stuff, I tend to not really put myself together very well. And I go out in public in clothing that is really not acceptable for the public. And so Brad will always tell me, like, are you going to put on your outside clothes? Like clothes that are okay for...
Is it funny that I'm thinking, like, when you said not okay for public, I'm thinking of a pair of sweatpants that are cut into booty shorts. And you can see the obvious cut line.
Yes. Well, I really dress... For myself, you know, I'm not impressing anyone in Marysville. Let's be serious. So I'm totally the girl like in her jammies at the Fred Meyer in Marysville, like all the time, Nice. Sunglasses on, hooded sweatshirt. Like, I don't care.
It's Marysville. Like, it really doesn't matter.
I love me some Marysville because I can just be myself there.
I was in Seattle.
That's
like,
kind of nice.
I've walked to the grocery store. I literally live 2 blocks away from a grocery store. And I've walked down there in, like, my sweats and, like, UGG-type boots. Like, those, like, not so fashionable boots. I was super comfortable. I needed to run and get, like, milk or something. And I'm running back, like, you know, has my hands filled with groceries. Because you always buy more than you actually
need. Oh, yeah.
Need. Mm-hmm. And this woman who looked homeless and I think was crazy because she was kind of talking to herself. I'm like, okay, either she just doesn't know how to put herself together and she's talking on a Bluetooth or
Ooh.
She's talking to herself.
Ooh.
So as I walk by, like literally walk by her, she just screams, ah, lesbian. I'm like,
I know I'm not well put together, but call me a lesbian, that's a little,
that's a little judgmental. I'm like, not that there's anything wrong with being a lesbian, but you're a little judgy there, lady. I didn't say anything. I just kept walking. I'm like, she
just
might attack
me. Keep going. Yeah. Just keep going.
But she was just back. Like, she like kind of like, rah, like growled it out. I'm like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yay,
crazy
homeless
people.
Yay. But anyways, going on to crazy conversations or crazy things that happen, Sage has a funny, interesting story. And so she actually did a little bit of research on the whole what happens when you say things when you're drunk.
Uh-oh. Mm. Is it truth?
Is it real?
Like, is it real?
Like, is it what do they always really say, mean? Like, drunk.
Only children and drunk people tell you the truth.
Yeah. So it's like drunk banter is sober thoughts or something like that or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Something along those lines.
Mm. Like, is it like, that's what they call it, liquid courage, or you're saying things that you wouldn't actually like. Is there any truth behind that?
It's honesty juice.
So Sage put on her nerd glasses and did some research.
Yes, I did.
So what did you find, Miss Sage?
Well, I actually found a bunch of articles, but the one that I liked the most was from Elite Daily, and it's called Drunk Talk is Real Talk. The science behind what you said last night.
Oh, God.
They actually did this dude named Bruce Bartholow, something along those lines. He actually did a study with three sets of people. They were 21 to 35. Mm-hmm. A third of them, he got drunk. Another third, he gave a placebo to. And then the other third, he didn't give them any alcohol.
So what do you mean a placebo? Did they give them like Odules or something? Or did they just say, hey, this might be ecstasy. Have fun.
They basically just said like, hey, there's alcohol in this, but there wasn't actually alcohol in it.
Yeah. All right.
So and then they tested them. They had to complete a computer challenge that was designed to cause errors. And then they basically noticed that the people who were drunk made more errors, but they were as kind of inclined as the other people who weren't drunk to notice that they were making errors. Mm. They knew that they were making the errors, but they didn't care.
I don't even care.
Yeah. I don't care.
I don't care.
I feel great, man.
I'm great. Yeah. But basically, it says that alcohol doesn't inhibit our ability to know what we're doing, but rather our inability to give an S about it. Yeah.
So we know exactly what we're doing, but it's just, we
just don't care.
No S's given.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or Fs.
Or, you know, anything along those terms.
No A's.
No A's.
B's.
No
C's,
D's.
No D's. I like that term. I kind of want to start using that now. No D's given. But that's pretty interesting because I feel like everyone at some point has either said something while they're drunk or has someone has said something to them while they're drunk and later, no, I didn't really mean that. I was just drunk. Or I don't remember saying that. Like, I may or may not have done that where I'm like, he's like, you said you loved me, Vicky. I'm like, I don't remember that. But you said it. I'm like, okay, I was lying. I did remember, but I just didn't want to admit to it.
Maybe people can use alcohol as a guise of actually saying things that they really feel, and you can always kind of recant that and be like, oh, I was drunk.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But guess what? It is not true. I think we all know this.
Yeah.
So you have a situation recently.
Yeah. So what brought this on was I have a buddy, a particular buddy. We're not friends. We're not, you know, together.
He's just buddies.
He's your naked, you know, tango buddy.
Yeah. We do the horizontal hustle every once in a while.
A little bit of cuddling.
Yeah, a little bit of cuddling.
Knock the boots.
But anyways, hung out with him Friday night. He was way drunker than I thought. Told me that he loved me.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Said that he wanted me to be his girlfriend. Next day, does he remember?
No. Why would he? No.
But, like, even if he didn't, like, let's say he did blackout and didn't remember, what he said probably has some, you know, merit. There's some actual feelings there.
Yeah.
Which makes things awkward. Like, how do you talk about that? It's like, I know you don't remember, but you said this.
I didn't want to talk about it.
Oh, you didn't want to talk? But, like, no. I'm talking in general. Like, most people, this is a Sage situation. But like, I want to like, well, for me, I'd want to talk about it, not necessarily because I'd want him to be my boyfriend or anything like that. But it's like, if you have feelings for me and this is going to get awkward, I don't want to make it any more awkward. So let's cut the tie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what, how do you proceed with that? Like, what would you do? Or what did you do and how, what would you ladies do?
Well, basically what I did was I straight up asked him, I was like, how drunk were you last night? And he's like, I remember leaving the bar and I remember waking up this morning. And I was like, okay, well, there's some things that you said last night that I'm going to tell you. So I told him and he was like, yeah, I know two girlfriends. And I was like, okay, cool. That's not really
what I was asking.
What's not what I was asking. I wasn't asking anything. I was just telling you.
Just informing you of what the F actually came out of your mouth last night.
Yeah, I don't want to be your girlfriend. Like,
just saying, if you go
stop
hang
flattering
out,
yourself.
If you hang out with any other ladies and you're saying this to all the ladies, you know that they're not going to be as nice or cool about it as I am.
Yeah. They're going to start getting cray. Showing up at
your house. Oh my god, you want to be my boyfriend.
God, you said me. This. I can't, I don't want to like say, I'm not going to actually tell you who this. You guys know this person. I'm not going to tell you who this person is, but recently, similar situation.
I'm going to start writing down names.
Hanging out with a member of the opposite sex and just very casual. Nothing.
Wasn't me.
No. Nothing too crazy going on. You know, nothing too insane. Just kind of similar situation to what you were talking about, Sage. And they were in the middle of getting
coitus
her down. And she said to him, I love you.
Oh.
I'm your girlfriend.
Oh my god, I know who this is.
Yeah. Oh my god, yes, I know this story very well.
I love you. I'm your girlfriend. Like, and he's like, what? No.
Hold on.
Yes, that
yeah.
person.
Well, yeah.
Only him.
That's
by
a
the
given.
Way.
There's only nobody else freaking. In this area that would do that.
In this area. But, yeah. I mean, it's like one of those things, like, he's like, girl, pump the brakes. What are you doing? Especially right, like, in, you know, in the middle of coitus.
I get maybe, like, sometimes, like, I've not that I've ever been like, how can I say this? That's not going to make me look horrible. Sometimes certain things are just natural responses. Like, I have so many female friends, like, when I call them on the phone, hey, love you, have a good, like, my parents, I'll say love you to my brother, to a bunch of my girlfriends, and even some of my guy friends, like, whenever we see each other, like, I love you, bye, like, just to kind of give that positive, you know, energy.
Yeah.
Not in a, oh my god, I love you. So you kind of have that natural response sometimes to just say I love you to some people or on accident over the phone. But sometimes when I'm drunk, you know, I remember being drunk with like an ex and saying that sort of thing. So like sometimes that'll like want to slip out. I think I've been okay with it. I don't think I've done it. I could be wrong. But like, I don't know if that's ever happened, like where it's just a natural, not so much that you mean it, but it's just a, what's the word? I'm like muscle memory kind of thing.
Totally. Yeah. I don't think I've ever said I love you while having sex.
Well, I'm thinking like towards the end.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm there to.
I'm trying to think of like, well, what happened last night? What did you say?
I'm there to get one thing accomplished.
Yeah, but once you accomplish
or
it,
or multiple
like,
things
know.
Accomplished, yeah. Hopefully.
If I do say it during sex, it's probably more like, I effing love you.
Wow. Oh, freaking Taryn is all of a sudden like exorcist style.
Oh my god, I effing love you.
I will say I effing love it or I effing love blank.
That. Yeah, I love that.
I effing love that. That you
I effing love that on my F. You know,
yeah.
No, I think that in the situation that I was just disclosing that I was not a part of, that this person said, say I'm your girlfriend or like, I love you, say I'm your girlfriend or whatever.
But she is crazy though. I knew. I
run
know
for the hills,
girl.
Man. Yeah, just run for the hills.
Didn't he? I don't know. He likes. He has a, this person has a hard time staying away from crazy. I'm not going to lie.
But every time there's like a new possibility, I get so excited because this person is such a, I think, a catch, you know, like good friend, love this dude. But then I hear a story like that and I'm like, not again, no.
At this point, I don't think he wants it. Like, I mean, if like true love came along, I think he would embrace it, but he's just kind of having fun doing his thing. Yeah. So I'm like, I just want nothing good. I just want all good things for your genitals.
Yes.
That's what I told Sage. We were texting the other night. She's like, I'm trying to get laid. And I'm like, I'm praying for your girl parts. But I said it a little bit more vulgar than that.
That video that you showed me last week. Show me your genitals.
Your
dude,
genitals.
Show me your genitals.
What the hell? So, side note, I showed that to a couple people at the station. It's funny that it made its rounds.
Well, I've known of it for years.
Me
I used
too.
To sit in the little comment area at WSU and like play that on my phone and do the like
show
stupid
me your
little
genitals.
Dance.
Yeah, just
show
Google
me your genitals.
Show me your genitals. Song,
yeah.
You don't find it.
Yeah,
it's
you guys,
the
that there's
thing.
Two you're versions. Gonna be bumping that. You're gonna be bumping that jam. Let
but
me tell
I was singing it for no reason the other day, and I, like, everyone was looking at me funny, so I showed the Prodigy the video, and I showed, I think, Sarah the video, and I also showed, I think, Toppy or somebody else, maybe Rev or Mono Nick or something. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it's funny how, like, it's, even if there was no connection, like, if you guys didn't actually...
That it's a thing in this building right now.
Like, yeah. I showed them to this 2 weeks ago, and then it kind of, all of a sudden, either,
that's
like...
funny.
Slowly maybe you overheard me singing it, or somebody overheard that's it, and then really somebody funny. Else started humming it, and that's how you, without thinking, well, sorry, that's kind of cool.
Trippy dude.
Inception.
Oh my god. Show me your genitals. Show me your genitals. I'm really good at sex or whatever he says. It's yeah. a really crazy
well,
ass
there's,
video.
There's a second version too. I didn't show you that. It's
well, I'm excited. Today will be round two.
Yeah. E equals MC girl part. Yeah. I don't know if I can say that.
Probably not.
But I'm going to, and then you're just going to bleep it out.
All right.
Making you work.
Sage. That word. Fine. Well, since I actually have the power of YouTube.
Yes, I have not seen this video that you guys were
saying. I have to log in. Hold on. You guys keep talking.
Lame.
Because it's adult content, apparently.
Oh, fun. Mm.
You guys keep talking. Thank you for talking.
Well, going back to this whole drunk talk, has there ever been a moment where either of you have said something and then the next morning woken up and being like, oh.
I mean, I've definitely been a jackass and have had to like be like, I'm sorry to somebody. Yeah. You know, I don't know that I've ever said anything like, I love you or anything like that. Or I meant like maybe to my like best girlfriends, like, oh my God, you're my best friend. I love you.
Oh, but Sarah and I have had many of those nights.
I've definitely done like, I'm not a drunk crier, so I don't ever really do that. I don't think I've ever had like a drunk freak out or anything like that where I was crying, but I've definitely been a jerk. Like in college I was a rotten human being. So I had to say like a lot of sorries in college, a lot of sorries.
Yeah.
To a lot of people.
Well, you're also a coup, so.
That's why they called me Hurricane Taryn back in the day.
I love it.
Like, look out, here she comes. Everybody duck and cover.
I think I've only done the drunk crying once. And it was because I might have been on a different substance, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I think it was just because I was going through a lot of stress. And like most people, sometimes we tend to bottle everything in. Mm-hmm. So when it comes out, it all comes out like a geyser. Just
yeah.
So I remember walking home from the bar with my roommate, and he's so awesome. Like, I get a I have to give a shout out to Tahiti Steve. Like, he's my bro. Like,
he's a good dude.
We are family. Because I've had to deal with him crying drunk, too. So that's been fun, too. Except I can't carry his ass home. That's hard. He's too big for me.
He's a large, hairy man.
He's a tall dude. He's a tall dude.
I did manage to get him from my car to our apartment. So, and that was a kind of a far
that's
walk.
Impressive.
So I was pretty...
That's a little hill, too. No?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this was at the Lake City House.
Ah, okay.
But still.
But still.
It was not too long ago, but we were coming back, and I just started crying on her. And it's about a five-minute walk. And it was just not, it was like looking in the morning, I'm like, oh, I needed that cry. It felt good. But in that moment, I was just like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. And then I got home and I kept crying. Aww. And I'm just like bitching about everything. I'm like, what is life? Blah, 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 blah. And he's just like, no, I know, bro. Like, he was just kind of like letting me do it. And I'm like,
Which pointer for men, if your girl is crying or if she's upset,
don't
just let her vent. Just don't try to fix it.
Your key words. These are going to help you, men. It's like, I'm here for you. It's like, I know, babe. I'm sorry.
What you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
I understand.
It's like, I understand.
I hear you.
It's going to be
like,
okay.
It's like, that's so hard. Yep. It's like,
you're so strong.
It's like, you're such a warrior,
you're
babe.
Amazing.
I'm so proud of you.
You're so
like,
amazing.
You got this.
You're so sexy when you cry. No, I'm just kidding. Don't say that.
Oh, I think that's
Let's use
thing.
Your tears as
I'm a very ugly crier, so when I cry, it's super embarrassing.
Oh.
I mean, I cry like... I cry happy cry a lot. Like, that's very easy for me to do. Like, a car commercial can make me cry. Like, oh my God, that's so sweet. But when I'm, like, hideous crying, it's really bad. Very ugly crier.
Luckily, that doesn't happen to me too much. I don't cry often.
No.
So.
If I'm blacked out, guaranteed, I will cry at some point. Which is why I don't get blacked out very often.
Good yeah, it's not really a healthy thing to do. But
no.
Before I show the song, Kiana, what is, like, a time where you have said something when you were drunk and kind of had a... retract it, either good or bad or
I don't
awkward.
Think I really have. I've done some things, but I was very conscious that I was doing it, but I still felt bad the next day. But no, I don't think I've never said
or
like,
has anybody said
you.
That to you or anything like that?
Oh, my ex.
Exes
like, or whatever.
They're like,
but
I love you. Oh my God, I want to
like
have
that.
Your
yeah,
babies.
No, I don't really get super emotional about that stuff.
You're a very like level person. I don't really see you getting emotional anyways.
No, but if I do, it's bad. But I just don't very often.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's a good thing. Very good thing.
Yeah. Well, let's stop with the sappy talk and let's
show you our genitals.
That's right. I just have sex with them. Show me your genitals. Your your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Kiana hasn't seen this.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
You're talking to me about stuff.
Why?
I'd rather see your
Oh, I can't. You can't say that.
Now you're
Dang it. Stop.
Still playing.
Yep.
I got it. A radio-friendly version, I see.
I don't think there is a radio-friendly version of that song.
That word cannot say. Cool. Wrote it down. It'd be bleeped.
That little glimpse I caught, though, looked very magical. And I was digging his shirt.
Do you guys watch The League at all?
He's on that show?
Yeah, so he's Taco on The League.
Oh, okay. that's who that is?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. I didn't realize that was the same guy.
Yeah. Because, you know, like on The League, like he'll actually do those stupid little songs.
This is like an extended version of a stupid song.
Well, these is.
What accent was that?
I don't know.
What country are you from?
That was the excited accent of Sageland.
Sageland.
No, he actually is a comedian, and he started out doing that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, I wish I was funnier,
and then I could make it big on YouTube.
Yeah,
I know,
exactly.
Well, let's kind of shift gears a little bit and talk about what we, like I was mentioning earlier, I was on vacation last week. And Kiana and I and another friend, we had planned to go to San Francisco because we did last year and we had a blast. They fell in love with the city. But because, you know, things fell through and we couldn't go because some people just couldn't make it. So we decided to have a treat yourself day.
Yeah. Treat yourself,
girl. If you guys have seen Parks and Rec, you know.
Treat yourself 2016. Oh.
Sorry.
And that's the theme song of Treat Yourself Day.
Treat yourself. I freaking love the whole treat yourself.
Yeah.
So we ended up having a blast of a day.
Yes.
So we will tell you our day. You guys think about what your ultimate treat yourself day is.
Girl.
So Kiana and I started by getting massages with our friend Christine at Elements Massage in the Green Lake location. And it was just exactly what I needed just because everything cracked when I walked out. Like, you know, everything just starts cracking on you. It was amazing.
Now, does Christine do massage or does she work at the facility?
No, she does massage.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she massaged me.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know she did massages. I thought she just worked there.
No, yeah. Oh. She massaged. She was the one that massaged me.
Oh, okay.
So then Kiana got someone else because obviously we couldn't share Christine.
Caress me down. And that's that loving sound.
What?
Sorry.
She had a sublime moment there.
It just got weird.
Because this never gets weird on this podcast, on the broadcast.
First time ever. First time it's ever been weird.
So we got a good massage down. We got all oiled up. Mm-hmm. We decided we want to go get a fancy steak dinner.
Ooh, where'd you go?
We went super fancy.
Yeah, Daniel's Broiler doesn't open until 5, so we still like an hour to kill. So we went to Pike Place Market and walked around. Just hung out she had never gone to the gum wall.
I didn't even know where it was.
Oh my God.
This is kind of a bad time to go too because they just cleaned it all up.
Oh no, it's all back.
But not as much
as it was pretty impressive. Yeah. But no, I had no idea even where it was. Like we started walking like down the stairway and I'm like, where are we going?
She's
like,
they do ghost tours down there.
Oh.
Yeah.
We should all go on a broadcast ghost tour.
I would love that.
We can get like the little recorder and record our like, ah! That would be fun. Like
I don't think we would be able to air that because it would
be
me.
Too much profanity.
S-S-S-S-F-F.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh my God.
Is that the same thing as the underground ghost tour?
Yeah, so they do both.
Okay.
One of them is a ghost tour and then the other one is just the underground.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we should do both.
I like it.
So yeah, we walked around walked around the market. I got hungry. And I'm like, okay, let's just get
you
going.
You wanted some meat and
you stopped by and saw the Sausage King?
Oh, yeah, we did. We saw. I'm like, look, Menzer sausage.
It's so good.
It's so really good.
But if you're going to save room for a steak dinner, you got to skip
the
sausage.
And that was the thing. We're walking around the market. There's so much good food
there.
Oh, it
smells
amazing.
And we
were just like starving.
And like, we can't buy anything. Well, like we were going to get sausages, but we knew we weren't going to be home yet. So we didn't want the sausage to go bad in my car.
Yeah, so. Because I was debating. I wanted to take some home. But I was like, I'm starving for like 10 hours. So.
I don't know what word just came out of my mouth.
Just in case.
S word question mark? No. So we did immediately go and drive all the way back to Daniel's Broiler because I had a $50 gift card.
Nice.
That my mom gave me a while back that she had gotten for a gift that she wasn't going to use. So I'm like, let's get steak dinners and then we'll go all out and then we'll just split the difference. And we still didn't, like, for a nice place like that, I feel like I didn't spend a whole lot of money.
I'm feeling really hungry right now, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, my stomach is just going...
Well, it was delicious.
What did you get, Kiana?
Well, we started out with calamari, and I got the prime rib.
Ooh. Yum.
Cream spinach.
Girl.
And a baked potato. And it was phenomenal.
I got the filet mignon with mashed potatoes because I get baked potatoes all the time. Like, I love baked potatoes. So I'm like, I want mashed potatoes. And then I also got a side of the lobster macaroni and cheese.
God, features.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, so good. And then we didn't have room for dessert, but we did when we were at Pike Place Market. We went to the little, the Rocky Mountain chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And got a chocolate strawberry before dinner.
Perf.
And Kiana got a chocolate-covered pretzel.
Oh, my
pretzel
God.
Stick. Ooh. Those are so good. I love chocolate and pretzel combo.
Yeah.
Like, it's
yeah.
the best.
With the salt. And, yes.
So we were pretty much full, and then we decided, let's go get tattoos.
did you guys get tattoos?
So, kinda. Yes and no. We called a bunch of places. They didn't have walk-ins available because, you know.
It's tough last minute sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
So we found a place, and they said, okay, well, our tattoo artist just had a cancellation. What are you guys looking to get? And ours were pretty small enough to where she's like, okay, I think I could fit both of you in if you come right now. We were just, like, down the street from them. And so I said, look, Kiana can get hers first because I know she's been sitting on this idea a lot more than I have. So let her get for hers. And if I don't get mine, that's fine. And it turns out we didn't have enough time. But Kiana, tell them what you got.
Well,
or you should show them and then explain
to the listeners.
It's still
kind of healing a little bit. But it's the Aladdin Sane Lightning Bolt, or David Bowie, if you know that. But I didn't get the traditional colors of the orange and blue just because it doesn't really go with the rest of my tattoo scheme.
Sure.
So I got it black and kind of gray. So it's a little scabby
now.
It's just
healing,
it
looks so
but
good,
nice
though.
And simple. And I just wanted a little something because,
David Bowie's your man.
He's one of my biggies. So.
Me too. Are you watching Vinyl by any chance?
Yes, I am.
Did you watch the episode?
Yes.
I I was like, I need to like calm down for a minute. Yeah. I started to lose it because that guy was played a
he
wonderful
did really
Bowie.
Good. And I think he really captured the kind of sweetness that
Absolutely.
Bowie was because he was such a sweet man.
Yeah.
If you see any interviews with him, he's
so what do you guys think overall of the show Vinyl, by the way?
I really like it.
I like it.
I've heard other people in this office that aren't really digging it as much as I am.
I hear some people say
really
it's a little slow.
It was, the first episode was tough. I mean, it was 2 hours. It was kind of long, but I like it because I like just the music and the
Me
flashback.
Too.
And it's like, that's the time period I wish I lived in.
Me
so
too.
I'm kind of like living vicariously.
You and
that.
I are the same.
Oh, yes. I was born in the wrong.
I have said the same thing
I hate
a million
era.
Times.
See, I think I should have been this age in the 80s or the 90s, like late 80s, 90s for me.
I should have been like 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
I think I would have been good like in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I actually think you would too.
Yeah.
Except for the lack of tattoos.
Well, I mean, I could have been a rebel.
She would have been a pioneer.
Yeah. She could have been one of those
Started
pioneer ladies.
Pioneer woman.
Yeah. I would have been thrown out of the house at like 16.
Was it the greasy? Yeah, 50s were the greasers. You would have been one of those greaser babes.
Yeah. Would have been a pink
leather.
Lady.
Oh, yeah.
No, you would have been like Sandra D in leather. Smoking cigs.
Or was it? Did you guys see that movie Crybaby with Johnny Depp?
Oh, yes. My God, yes.
You'd be, what is it, a scab? Or what are they called? They were the scabs and the squares?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Or something like that?
Funny.
Something like that.
Scrape.
No. I don't remember. It's been years.
I don't know. But you'd be one of those.
well, congrats on your new ink. I'm very jealous.
Thank you.
I need to get some. I've been talking to my tattoo artist.
That's a good lady date, like treat yourself date, too.
It was fun. We had a really good time.
And we were just talking about tattoos on Friday.
I'm actually going in tonight to talk to my tattoo artist about my thigh piece.
Yay!
What is it going to be?
I already saw a picture.
So it's going to be on my thigh, and it's going to have...
On the outside?
On the inside
on the
of
front.
Her thigh.
On the front. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like under the skin on the inside.
No, on the inside. Inside of the thigh, outside thigh, front of thigh.
Yeah, so on the front of it, it's going to have a girl and you kind of see like the backside of her. And she's going to be like kind of decaying, like kind of zombie-esque.
Ooh.
She's going to be holding a hand mirror. And inside of the hand mirror, she's like bombshell. And there's gonna be roses, and
it's gonna be awesome.
Like it.
That's really cool.
That's very pinup-y.
And I'm contemplating putting it in a frame, kind of like how I have my Space Needle tattoo.
Okay.
Which
you
I think
post
it
a
will
picture
just...
on the Geek Nation.
so
on the
many podcasts.
I'm on so many podcasts, guys.
I'm so popular
for sure.
In the podcast.
Would you do the rounded kind of frame, like the antique-y look?
Yeah,
or?
So like I've got the one.
Oh yeah.
On
okay,
my,
yeah.
I'll,
I like
I'll
that.
Post pictures of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna go talk to Dustin Bogue.
From
Project Tattoo in Mount Lake Terrace,
ooh,
right off
nice.
Of the highway on 220th Street, next to the Azteca.
Ooh.
I know. Yes, we talked about that location.
Yep.
I know it well.
Actually know where that is, too.
Because I've been to that Azteca 1,000 times.
Exactly 1,000.
Probably exactly 1,000.
Well, let's make it 1,001.
Mm-hmm. So you can get a steak. Because like the one thing is you want to eat before getting a tattoo. That's why I was glad we got the steak dinners. I was literally rolling out of there. out of Daniel's broiler. And I'm like, I am ready. I have had my iron. I am ready for a tattoo. It just didn't work out, which is fine. I'm not too butthurt because it was such a great day overall. Like it, with great company, Kiana.
Jealous of your treat yourself.
I mean, it made up for not going to San Francisco, but at the same time, I think even though we spent quite a bit that day, I spent a lot less than if we would have gone to San Francisco.
We saved a lot.
San Francisco is very expensive in general.
Saving
on the gas and all that.
Hotel, all that stuff. But
you know, you talk about treat yourself days. I did one with my girlfriend, Catherine, a couple weeks ago for her birthday. And I hadn't been to this place in a really long time and finally went back and I forgot how much I love it. And it's definitely not for everyone, but it's called Olympus Spa. It's the, they call it the Korean spa.
Okay.
And so it's female only.
Okay. Well, yeah, definitely not for everyone then.
Yeah, definitely not for the guys because you're not allowed. All female technicians and stuff in there for different, you know, body treatments and massages and things like that. But it's a nude establishment.
Ooh.
So when you go there, they give you like your robe. You get a shower cap type thing to cover, like a net kind of to cover your hair. You get a bunch of towels. You go shower off. And then the first thing you do is there are these, there's like four like hot tub jacuzzi type things. Mm-hmm. And they're all at different temperatures. So there's one that's like 60 degrees. Mm-hmm. There's one that's like 90. There's one that's 104 and one that's 107 or something like that. So you can kind of pick the different temperatures. Now they do these things. They're kind of their signature offering is these, they're these body scrubs. If you do a body scrub, you have to soak in a jacuzzi for 45 minutes. So you can't be in 107 degrees for 45 minutes and cook yourself alive.
Yeah.
So you have to, you know, you kind of pick your temperatures and stuff like that and take some time. But then they come out with your number, you go back, and they give you a very, very lovely and
rigorous.
Oh, really? Rub down. And it's like if you want your skin to feel like a baby's ass, then that's what you do.
Oh, jeez.
It's amazing. So they'll do the whole body. Then just when you think you're done, they'll like douse you with water and then you do it again. So, I mean, it's pretty amazing.
How long does this whole process take?
Well, between the 45 minutes for the soaking.
Yeah, and
I'm guessing at least
20 minutes to do the scrub. But then they also have a steam room. They have a sauna. And then next door, they have kind of like a lounge room where if you're going to get a massage, you go and wait in there. And then they come in. Someone will get you and take you to have a massage. At this point, you're wearing robes, though.
Yeah.
And then they have all these little rooms that have these elements infused in every room. So there's a sand room. There's what is there? Sand. There's charcoal. There's one room is called the chill room, and it's like 60 degrees, which was my favorite room because I'm such a cold hearted bitch.
You burn hot.
Yes,
you run hot.
I run very hot. But then we went into one that was like the mud room or something, and it was like 150 degrees. I mean, it was warm.
Good. That's my room.
No.
And then there's some that are like 120, and so all these different things, and each element, it has like a list on the outside of the room of like what the health benefits are of absorbing this into into your system. And so you go into these rooms, and there's like little sand pillows or like comfy pillows, and you lay down and you just relax. There's no music or anything. It's like quiet.
That would drive me insane. I can't do quiet.
Nice, you think that until you try it. I'm telling you. So, ladies, and here's the thing. A day pass, if you don't want to do any services, is like $40.
Oh, nice.
So you can still go in, do the sauna, do the rooms. You have access to all of that stuff. But if you want to add on, I think I got out of there for $120, and that was for a 50-minute massage plus access to all the
room
facilities.
That's not too bad. And that includes the scrub. Yeah.
And you can go for like, I mean, I recommend going for like several hours. Like block out four or five hours, you know.
That sounds kind of fun.
It's a good way to just relax, take care of yourself, detox the body. And it's especially for women, it's kind of like empowering because it's like this is our place where like we can strip down and be naked and no one's going to judge us. You know, I mean, it's one of those I kind of like that, just the sense that like
we're all naked. We're all human.
There's no men.
All different
women,
types of body types.
Celebrate your freaking body, you know, whatever. Not like we're really celebrating bodies.
We're like,
but it's just kind of nice. You know, you just get everybody's on the same. On the same level.
Just relaxing.
Yeah, everyone's relaxing. Okay. Everyone's on the same level.
That's on my bucket list.
Olympus
now.
Spa. Yeah. We're going.
Where's it at?
I'm liking this.
It's in Linwood. I think they have one in Linwood and one in Tacoma.
You know what? Actually, now that you're saying that, I think BJ was telling me about this. His wife goes there sometimes.
Yes.
And I think Sarah does too. And once we were all supposed to go, BJ's wife, Sarah, and I just never worked out with our schedules.
But
maybe we'll have to call Kathy.
Totally.
And Sarah, and we can all go in a big group because I think Kathy would be a lot of fun to take.
Oh my gosh, it's so much fun.
I just thought of something bad.
Uh-oh.
The gears are turning. What if we had Kathy one day on the broadcast?
That would be a lot of fun.
Just not to talk about BJ, but to talk about life, because I feel like she has such an awesome view. Like, if you ever
she's
got
a cool chick.
Yeah. If you ever met BJ's wife, she's like one of the sweetest people, which is like, why are you with BJ? No. I'm kidding. Like, they balance each other out so well, but she's just so sweet and loving and like just so inviting and stuff. You like, if you met her, you would love this woman. You'd be like, can you adopt me?
Oh my
just
gosh.
Like, as my, even as your aunt. Like, could you be my auntie? Like, no. She's just super
just
sweet.
Just for one day.
She's just like, so I'm like, okay, that might be fun to go take her to the spa.
Yeah, it's a really cool experience. And especially just because you're not on like a time schedule. I mean, if you have a scheduled appointment, that's one thing, but you get to move kind through the rooms at your own pace. You know, no one's rushing you out or anything like that.
I feel like this would be like counterintuitive or whatever you're doing. But do they do like champagne or anything there? I feel like it wouldn't make sense with what you're doing.
No, they do not do champagne. But you have to bring water because you're going to sweat like crazy.
I was going
to
say. Like,
so everybody brings their
healthy.
Own water bottle and you can fill it up at their different stations and stuff like
that's
that.
That's cool. So, Sage, what would be your treat yourself day?
I mean, it's kind of along the same lines as you guys.
What would you do differently? Or what restaurant would you go to instead? Or
I would take myself to the Met.
Oh,
girl.
Mm-hmm. That's where I took myself for my birthday. And I'm probably going to do it again next year. but yeah, I would take myself to the Met. I would definitely
get what I order. Yeah. Like, what's your go-to at the Met? Because I've only been there once, so I'm just like, steak. Just give me steak and potatoes.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much all I have.
But like, which steak specifically?
Well, they have, I don't know, it's like Omaha or something.
Okay.
It's this like Japanese beef, and it is.
Kobe? No.
No, it's better than Kobe.
Okay.
Like a Wagyu beef?
Maybe. I don't know.
Anywho,
but when we went there for my birthday, I just got like the pretty standard like New York strip. But one of the people that was with me ordered that one, and it was like $115 or something. But he gave me a piece of it, and I made the mistake of eating it before I ate my steak.
Oh yeah,
I should have waited.
Yeah,
so next it year, was so good.
You're getting that one, huh?
Yeah, it literally
melts in your mouth.
Melted.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to chew it. Like, it just melted.
You guys, insane. I'm seriously starving right now.
You want some of my Gatorade? No, it's funny because when we went out to Daniel's Burler with Kian, like, I'm so used to just eating food fast because I'm always on the go.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really had a chance to enjoy it. So I had to stop what I was doing sometime. Like, nope, cut the steak into tinier pieces and enjoy this.
Oh, yeah.
Then
oh, yeah.
Just like, rah, rah, rah.
That's so this Friday, Brad and I are going up to Vancouver for the night because we're going to see a band. And our favorite sushi restaurant is there. And, like, there are a gazillion great restaurants in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. But we always go to this one restaurant. It's our tradition.
Yeah.
And when you watch us eat sushi, it's, like, probably the most frightening thing ever. Like, we inhale that so fast. So it's one of those things where we have to, like, remind each other, like, take a breath. Have a sip of water. Put
your fork
down or your chopsticks down for a second. Like, just chill. Because I mow through it so fast. Mm-hmm. I should take some time to enjoy my food, but I'm not
sushi. But it sucks too, because like the slower you eat, the more full you get quicker.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's just like, but I want more in my stomach now because this is a treat.
I'm so bad. But I love the restaurants up in Vancouver too, because they're all open super late at night. Like you can go get sushi at like 1-2 in the morning a lot of places.
Sweet. Nice.
Like good sushi, not like, you know, nasty sushi.
Yeah.
Sushi.
Like actual
legit good sushi. Yeah. What are you guys doing this weekend? Not to totally hijack the conversation.
What am I doing this weekend?
I'm going to get my hair cut. We're doing a broadcast.
Yeah, we're doing another broadcast
because
we're going to have Melissa on. But you guys go ahead. I'm trying to figure out what I am doing this weekend.
I don't know.
I know what I'm doing this weekend. So I talked about this. We interviewed him on the BJ Shays Geek Nation podcast. My buddy Paul. This is the last weekend that they're doing this. Last weekend they had a stop. They couldn't do any more of the plays. He's in a play in Tacoma. And the reason they couldn't do it is because one of the main actors had a death in the family.
Oh, gosh. Aww.
But this is the last weekend they're doing it, and I'll get all the information here shortly. But Paul is such a sweet guy, and this play is basically about Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes.
And this is like my first like free week. Like Sunday's my first like completely free day. So I decided I want to go up to Tacoma and we are going to, I want to see his play because that's the last day on Sunday, I think at 2:00-ish. I believe it's She Kills Monsters is what it's called. And it's playing at the Tacoma Actors Repertory Theater.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And the play is about this girl who has a younger sister, and she's really nerdy and dorky and stuff, and she's kind of like the, you know, regular cool sister. But then her parents and her sister die in a car accident, I believe. And so in a way to connect with your younger sister, who's no longer here, mm-hmm. she just starts to start playing this Dungeons and Dragons campaign her sister wrote. And so the plague kind of goes back from real life and then into the game where they're fighting monsters and stuff like that.
Wow.
So that's why it's called She Kills Monsters. And it just sounds really fun. Just a fun vibe and stuff. Yeah. It's like kind of a chill, low-key kind of a thing. So I want to go support my buddy Paul. So if you guys go check out this weekend, She Kills Monsters, I should be there on Sunday.
Very cool.
To check it out. And then I think that is also Melissa on the podcast. Her boyfriend Thor is his birthday on Sunday.
Aww.
So I'm trying to see if we can get them all out there. We can go to see the play together, and then we might go to the Brazilian steakhouse for dinner on Sunday.
That's awesome.
So that'll be pretty cool.
Good. That sounds like a fun weekend for you, girl.
I know. And then I think I'm just busy the rest of the weekend. What are you guys going to do? You're getting your hair cut. You guys just chill.
Well, we're doing it. So Friday, I'm actually off. I don't have to work on Friday.
Ooh.
So I'm going to drive up north and meet Brad in Bellingham after he gets off the air. And then we're roading up to Vancouver. So we're going to spend the whole day up there. It's going to be like 62 degrees. We might try to hit like Stanley Park and stuff. And then the band that we're going to see is called Five Alarm Funk.
Ooh.
They're like it's like a funky, like, they call it like funk orchestra. So they have a full horn section. They have like a bass player. They have two percussionists. A couple of different people sing. They've got a guy that plays the bongos. Like, it's total chaos in like the best way. And they have really weird songs. Like, it's kind of a concept album. One of the albums is about the ice cream man. So an entire album kind of like, and it brings it, it starts about the ice cream man. It kind of goes on this little journey and then it, you know, kind of brings it home at the end. So weird, kind of like almost Pink Floyd-y type of ideal, you know, ideas and weird stories and stuff. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to stay up. There's a casino in Richmond, just south of BC, or just south of Vancouver in BC, and it's called the River Rock Casino, I think.
Yeah. Hmm.
So I think we're going to stay there. Might do a little gambling.
Fun.
And how much when you gamble do you like go, you know, hardcore? Or do you give yourself a limit?
Oh, I can lose $20 faster than anyone on the planet, so I'm
the same way.
I'm not a slot machine person because I've never... There's one slot machine I like called Jackpot Party. And if you ever see it, play it because it's awesome. But other than that, I hate slot machines. I'm a blackjack girl. I feel like I have a little bit more control. There's some, you know, some methods to it, strategies and things like that. So I really like blackjack. But yeah, it's going to be nice up there. So we, you know, my parents are going to watch the dogs for us and all that good stuff. But Saturday, I think we might like take our time coming back down to the states, as they call them.
For sure.
Yeah. Have you guys been through the border lately?
Not lately. I haven't been in a couple of years.
I think it's been
I need to renew my passport.
Yeah, about a year and a half or something,
I haven't been... Well, we used to go to Vancouver all the time when I lived in Bellingham, but now that we're down in Marysville, we don't go very often. But we might even go up, not this weekend, but the next weekend to see Iron Maiden.
Ooh.
Because they play on a Monday night here. Uh-huh. And I work on Mondays, obviously, but they play Sunday up there. So we might go see Maiden
that
on Sunday
actually pretty
the 10th,
legit.
I think. Yeah.
And that's the cool thing about having the night shift. It's like you can stay up late on a Sunday
and
sleep in a little bit on Monday.
Totally. So is Brad just not going to sleep that night?
No. Well, he rarely sleeps as it is. Poor
Fair
devil.
Enough.
The alarm. We were actually in bed before 9 last night. Before 9.
What?
Yes. Because he gets up at 3:30.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I was like, I love sleep. So I'm like, great, 10 hours, I'll get it. I'm going to get that.
I'll do it.
I'm going to go get that.
Oh, I did do something, not last night, but a couple days ago, that I think you guys are going to think is really cool. And I totally just remembered. Sorry. I went to Kate Wallach's Industrial Ballet.
Ooh.
So it was a ballet, but it was all set to industrial music. I don't know if you guys are familiar with industrial music at all. It's think of rock and techno if they had a baby.
I was just thinking, like, the first thing that came to my mind was Rammstein.
Yeah,
exactly. Except with no words.
With like big metal barrels on fire.
There were no barrels on fire in this performance. But it's just like that same vibe where it's just like hard hitting, but it does has a lot of the, almost synth kind of synthesizer. Sorry.
That sounds like a cell phone ring.
I need to listen to Rammstein now. Damn it. But basically this performance, it was a one-time thing, and it was, they had the band in the background playing the entire time, and they had like a set, I think about like at least six actors on the stage, plus there were like maybe like six or so more hanging out, because this was at the Moore Theater. So they're hanging out kind of like where the balconies are, but like on the sides. They're kind of like hanging over, and they were just kind of posing and modeling and doing all this awesome stuff. But it was gorgeous. Like, it's not your traditional ballet. There wasn't as much aerial things like as I thought there would be. Maybe I was thinking more gymnastics in my head. But it was just like, for somebody as weird and gothy artsy as I like my background is kind of like I really enjoyed trying to find the story or kind of like creating the story in my head with it.
Yeah.
And it was just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Like just to see like the girls just kind of fighting back. There's only two girls dancing on stage and the rest were boys. And it was just fascinating.
Wow.
And it was very, there was, I don't want to say sexual, but you could see the sexual tension they were able to create for like the dance they were portraying and all that stuff. And even the sexual tension between the men, it was amazing. And
how did you hear of this?
Facebook.
Oh my gosh.
So like it was just like, hey, one of your friends is interested in this event. I'm like, oh, that looks cool. I'll put interested. And then another friend of mine, Jackie, she saw this and she's like, oh, if you go, I'll go. Like, let's get tickets together. And I don't like, it was one of those like we kind of know each other, but we don't know each other that well kind of friends. And then we started hanging out more and more. So when we went to this, we're like really good friends now. So it was a blast. And it's not her typical thing. She loves going and doing things she wouldn't typically do. And it was just a lot of fun. And like Kate Wallach, she's apparently the choreographer. She's out of here. And this is her biggest project to date. And it was a one night only event taking place at the Moore Theater. So I would love to see more of her stuff, like see more of these things going on. Or maybe even like try to talk to her sometime.
Get in here.
Yeah. Like I'd love to, you know, pick her brain, like what goes into the choreography and stuff. Like what stories were you telling, or were you just kind of going with the flow and have people create their own stories? So that's freaking badass.
I'm always fascinated by choreography too. Like who, like how is your brain able to like create that kind of art? You know, it's just so far beyond my abilities.
Yeah. And it's a story. And like some of them I think were more like were very obvious. Like there's one I think was more of a domestic violence type of thing, because there's one where like the girl, like he would pick up the girl and she would like dancing, kick and like sway her arms, but it was still so beautiful the way she would kick, because she would her foot and then he would drag her back and then he'd let go and then she'd like stomp right back at him in a sense of like and she'd pull her arms out. So it was almost like she was like her energy was pushing him back, like her strength was pushing him back. So it was really fun to kind of see that story. And there was another one where I identified with where like the guy was kind of falling over and she was picking him up and stuff. And then at one point, like she started falling over, so he had to pick her up. So it felt like a codependency kind of a story. So it was fun to kind of go with it. Unfortunately, I'm short and I got stuck next to right in front of a big head.
Oh.
So I had to keep doing the whole turn
the whole time.
Like he'd move his head. I'm like, stop it. I was tempted to just hold his head to the side. I'm like, stay there.
That happened to me at Lewis Black and I was getting so irritated because the guy would just like shift this
like,
way.
Pick a spot.
This way. And I'm just like, dude, seriously. I just wanted to like hold his head.
That happened to me too when we were in Vegas. We went to see Kathy Griffin and same thing happened. And it was so frustrating. But you know, someone can't help their being tall. We can't help being short. But when there's somebody short behind you, just don't move a lot.
Yeah. I'm just really like self-conscious when I go to a show. If I'm sitting down, I'm going to sit.
Mm-hmm.
And if I move or like shift, I'm going to do it very slowly, and I'm going to go back in the same position that I was in.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit there and, like, bob my head back and forth.
And people.
People are the worst. People are the worst.
Right?
I hate people. But I also love people. I love you people.
Okay, us in the room. Good.
And maybe the people listening.
Okay, yeah.
Only maybe.
Definitely the people listening.
But I know on this podcast, we have talked about bands this podcast, and I kind of wanted to shift gears again.
Yeah.
And I found this list written by Cindy Slade from AlternativeNation.net.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the top five Seattle bands to see in 2016.
Oh, okay. I read this!
Yeah, and I wanted to like read it and then kind of talk about other bands that we love from Seattle as well, like local bands that are kind of like on the scene right now. And I've seen a couple of these. Some of these bands, I haven't seen all of them, or I've either, like, one band I haven't seen them, but I've met one of the people in the band. Or it's one of those people like, I see you everywhere, I know who you are, I might have seen you on a dating site too, and I swipe the other way.
The wrong way.
Because I didn't want you to see me. but the first one she writes on the list is 10 Miles Wide. Sounds familiar? It's because they were previously known as the Mothership.
Oh yeah,
and they're one like they've been you know
when
loud
did they
local.
Change their name?
A couple months ago, because there's another band out there with the same name that got to it first, so they had
smart.
To change it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're an alternative rock band made up of three members: John Desbeckman. He's kind of the vocals. He leads the group. He has a great set of pipes. And their last album that came out is under the Mothership, and it's called The Bright Side of Dim. which was fantastic. And we, KISW, might have gotten some credits on the little credit bar.
That's really cool because they were like Big Loud and local people for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right now, I think it used to be four people. Now it's a trio. So, you know, if you get a chance to do check them out, they put on a great show.
Hell yeah.
Very dynamic. Number two, another KISW band, Clover Jane.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I love them. I really love Clover Jane.
But yeah, they've been together since 2010 and they've been part of a lot of musicals. Like, they've done a lot of stuff with us too for like events and stuff like that. Yeah. Another one, I want to talk to her so bad because I have like a mini, it's awkward because she's younger, but I have like a girl crush in a sense of like, I love how badass you are and I appreciate that and I freaking admire that. It's Amanda Hardy.
Oh, I love Amanda Hardy.
Who has been at Pain in the Grass, by the way.
She's remember she played when they did when they interviewed her, she played backstage and we broadcast it live because I was here and I remember having the headphones on and I was just listening to her. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even there to see it. I was listening to her and I was like, my God. She was like 17 then.
I was going to say,
maybe 16. Yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah, I think she was 17 because I remember she wasn't, I think she was still in high school at the time. And I actually I downloaded all her her albums on iTunes.
Nice. So I fangirled really hard on her one time and I like embarrassed myself, I think. I was so excited. We were backstage at Hailstorm.
Okay.
And she was back there and I like bum rushed her and I was like, oh my God, Amanda Hardy, I'm a huge fan of yours. She was like, okay, calm down.
She said that?
No, she didn't.
I don't see her saying that.
I'm sure I was like really overwhelming though.
But she's been performing since she was 13 years old.
Wow.
And she's currently, well, according to the article, 19. So she can't even drink yet.
She's a baby.
Yeah, she's a youngin'.
Could you imagine being 19 years old and being able to say like, oh, by the way, I've opened for like Godsmack, Queensryche, Rob Zombie, and Sick Puppies. Like,
yeah, she's kind of a big deal.
Pretty impressive.
But like her vibe, it's very grungy, very, you know, she has a great vocal range. And
she's truly Seattle. Like, I mean, you just hear it in what she does. She's a Seattle musician for sure.
And then the article says, I recommend downloading her latest song, Love Me, I'm Rich. For sure. But she's just such a badass lady. Next one, Amadon. Amadon, thank you.
Yeah, I think they were just a loud and local band not that long ago, maybe.
I feel like all of these have been.
I think so, yeah.
But yeah, it says the next band definitely has the sound of what modern rockers are looking for. Amadon is a fresh, solid rock band with flair to make you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So Sky Warden fronts the solid band of 4 years as the lead vocalist and also on guitar. In my opinion, the band's sound is part of the 90s early grunge and also current rock, but are able to make it their own sound, which I believe is what makes the sound we find popular now. So, and they just signed with Mental Itch Records, and you can check out their Facebook for upcoming gigs and stuff like that.
Congrats on the signing. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah.
And then the last one on this list is Jamie Nova Sky.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God.
So they're an amazing soulful acoustic rock band that had their current lineup now for like the last 2 years. The vocals that make this band a must-see are that of Jamie Nova and her mix of Melissa Etheridge and the late Janis Joplin. Plus, Jamie's unique vocal sound is kind of what makes it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie's also the lead vocals on a band, you know, a little band that, you know, called Witchburn.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Maybe a little bit.
Which our friend Misha is in as well, and her husband.
Which, by the way, I saw Misha play with her other band over the weekend.
Oh,
I saw
a picture
of her. It's hard to keep track of how many bands that girl is in. But
talented as all hell.
When you watch Jamie Nova, though, I mean, she is a captivating sister. I love watching her sing. Because she's tiny. She's like a pint-sized little baby girl. But that voice she has is like larger than life.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen her, I think I saw her play just like an acoustic show. And it was actually Kiana and I, and then we saw Jolene there.
Oh,
and it was Mary from Mary's Kitchen, who we had on the podcast before. She was doing her fundraising show thing, like trying to pay, like the fried chicken.
Oh, that was at the Highway 99 Blues Club.
Yep. And she was performing, I believe, that night. It was just so great.
Yeah, it was good.
That's so awesome. Yeah, and she always has cool outfits too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's always got like a rad leather like tank top on. I'm like, where did you get that? I need that in my life.
But
she got
like,
style. She got vocals. She's got it all.
And she's got friends with fried chicken.
Oh my God.
But I was gonna ask you guys, like, what are some of your other favorite local bands? Like, Devils Hunt Me Down is pretty legit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I work out with Matt, the Overnight Sensation, and he'll play them. He'll also play
He likes You're the Cobra a lot, loves them.
What's the other one? Like, I'm totally Windowpane. Thank you. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I kept trying to say Witchburn in my head. I'm like, no, not Witchburn. We already talked about them. But Windowpane, another great, phenomenal local band. And they're amazing guys. Mm-hmm. If you ever get to be friends enough with Glenn, ask for a hug because he gives the best hugs.
Oh, yes. Aww. He's the sweetest.
Aaron Jones in the way.
Yep. Yes. And they're playing, I go to Summer Meltdown every year. Yeah. That's one of my big music festivals. And Aaron Jones in the way is on the bill this year.
Nice.
So I'm like, it just couldn't get any better. And then they got better.
He's such a he knows how to make a girl feel special because I was they came in and performed for the Migs cast, mm-hmm. and I was just filming, and so I'm just in the background. I'm not really talking on the podcast. I just film. That's their podcast, and so he's just like, "Hey, Vicky, this one's for you." And I'm sitting there like, "I know what you're doing, but
it's working.
Okay, it's working." He knows how to make all the ladies feel special.
He is a sweetheart. Totally,
he's a real nice guy.
Very easy on the eyes.
That too.
I mentioned seeing a couple bands this weekend. One of them was Misha's, one of her many projects, the Stoned Evergreen Travelers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
They good?
So good.
I want to catch a show. Looks good.
You absolutely have to come out. So Misha plays fiddle, and then there's stand-up bass. They have a gal that plays stand-up bass. There's a drummer, and then the guitar player is Kevin, and he's amazing. He sings too. And they rock the freaking world. I mean, you would love them. And then our friend Josh is newly in the band called the Scoblins.
Scoblins.
Ooh. Which, if you guys like ska music, you got to check out the Scoblins.
Ska.
Oh, my God.
I was known to catch a few ska shows back
in
the day.
It will,
get my
it will,
skank on.
It will bring you right back to that skank pit.
Mm-hmm.
And my hips are sore from kicking, from doing so much kicking and stuff. So we went to see Misha with the Stoned Evergreen Travelers, and we saw Scoblins, and they're both just awesome. Two completely different styles of music, and I had a great Saturday night.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any other band. Like, it's like, I know a million bands.
Mother Crone, Woodshed.
Yes.
Those are my homies. Mother Crone is...
Van Epps.
Van Epps.
Freaking so such sweet guys, too. Yeah.
They played... Did they play with Windowpane at the album release party?
Yes, I think so. And yes. I think, weren't they? I don't know if they were at Pain or if I just hung out with one of them at Pain last
They're
year.
They're all really cool dudes.
Just cool cats. There's just so many good bands. But like, how about this? I want you guys to send us on Facebook, on Twitter, on an email, or call us and let us know what your favorite Seattle bands are. And maybe some that we should be, taking a look at.
We don't know yet. Tell us who we don't know.
We love hearing, the Seattle sound. The Seattle sound is ever-changing. We have things from, Macklemore to Jimi Hendrix to all these bands that we just talked about. And that's what I love about this city. It's just so much art between industrial ballets and, just rock and jams. And just so much, we never really talked about this with the whole Greenwood explosion. Mm-hmm. One of the things that, because that's my neighborhood. I live, 3 minutes away from the explosion. I heard it. I woke up to it.
It's crazy.
But going down the streets now, all of them are still boarded up, a lot of the places. Within, 2 days, all of them have these really pretty murals people have painted on. I'm sure they didn't have permission to do it. But they're just gorgeous, and it just shows support. One's Greenwood, they wrote Greenwood on it, and it's just gorgeous, and it's just kind of nice to see them turn something ugly into something really pretty.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Seattle is a good place to be, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Lots of art.
If you don't live here, come visit.
Yeah, at least come visit.
And then you'll want to move here, too.
Yeah, except, come in the summer, because it's even better.
Yes, it is. For 2 months, it's really awesome.
The rest of the time,
I mean, actually, last year was pretty nice for a long time.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we had a great summer. And even yesterday, Easter Sunday was yesterday, and it was windy, but it was nice.
I think it's supposed to be in the 70s, later this week or something.
I'm down.
What? Ridiculousness. It's supposed to be
shorts.
Warm.
I can wear shorts?
That's bikini weather for me. I run hot, so I need to not be in weather that's above 75 degrees.
That's light jacket weather.
from Miss California over here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. I love going to California and seeing everyone all bundled up. And I'm like, ha-ha!
Oh, it's hilarious. If it gets below 60, it's people got the beanies, the scarves, the gloves.
And we're up here in convertible tops.
It's a little over the top. Now, looking back, I go back and visit, and I go, oh, wow.
But Noah, tune in. We'll be having another podcast twice in 1 week. What? Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a big deal.
Look
out for these girls.
We are on a roll. We got to make stuff happen. I have plans.
Movers and shakers.
Let's do it. That we got to hustle.
Yes.
Thank you guys for joining us, and we'd love to hear any of your opinions on any of the things we talked about, whether drunk talk, treat yourself day, your favorite bands from Seattle. Mm-hmm. I want to hear all about it. And until next time, guys, see ya.
Much love.
Bye.